Welcome to the Amazing with Grace podcast, a spiritually relevant space for people like you who want to be excellent but not perfect. I am your host, Dr. Q Perry, a board-certified and Christian psychologist based in Dallas, Texas. Although I want this show to be a helpful and inspirational resource for you, it is not meant to substitute for a relationship or treatment with a licensed mental health provider. For more information and additional resources, please visit our website at www.amazingwithgrace.com. Let's get into the show. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Amazing with Grace podcast. Thank y'all so much for your patience in my getting another episode to you. I've had a lot going on, all good things, ranging from my regular schedule to also having some extra duties lately. So my best friend got married, so I'm really excited for her and her husband. And also, I'm on the American Board of Couple and Family Psychology, and part of my role is to help facilitate oral examinations for people who want to become board certified. And so those very rewarding opportunities are also time consuming. Nevertheless, I hope you have been well and thank you for your patience. As you could tell by the title, we will be talking about fear of success. Success, goals, winning, entrepreneurship, all of those words are trending right now. And because of that, you have probably heard, seen, read a lot about fear of failure. But what about fear of success? And sometimes we can actually get those two things confused. To make it very simple, we can differentiate the two in this way. Think of fear of failure as not getting what you'd like to have or dream of, and fear of success as actually getting what you'd like to have or dream of. I'll say that again. Fear of failure is not getting what you'd like to have or dream of, and fear of success is actually getting what you'd like to have or dream of. Well, you might still be saying, so Dr. Perry, I still don't understand the difference. Well, look at it this way. If you really, really, really want to reach a goal, fear of failure, although disappointing, you might be thinking, well, if I get there, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work out, right? But with the fear of failure, although it's disappointing, although it's discouraging, although it's unpleasant, at least it's familiar, it's comfortable, because guess what? There's no change, right? If I don't achieve what I'm striving for, then nothing has changed, really. But if I actually do achieve what I'm aspiring towards, then that takes on a whole new level. So today what I'm going to talk to you about are some signs that you may be struggling with fear of success, give you some common reasons we struggle with fear of success. And I want you to make sure that you stay tuned to the end, because I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures and a homework assignment. So go ahead and grab your favorite drink, open your notes app on your phone, or grab your journal and a pen, and we will dive right in. Some common signs that you might be struggling with fear of success is that you're setting goals, but you can't quite seem to get there. So let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, and maybe 10 is your goal, you might be at step 0. This means that you may not have even started taking the steps even towards your goal because you have a fear of this thing actually working out. So you might just kind of find yourself sitting and dreaming and daydreaming and fantasizing about the goal, but you haven't actually started taking steps. Or another sign is that you have actually achieved a lot, but it's not exactly the goal you want deep inside. So instead of maybe being at a 0, you might actually be at a 6 or 7 or even 8 or 9. But if 10 is your goal, you're not quite there. Another sign is that you might turn down or postpone opportunities that you really want. Sometimes you might find yourself thinking, nah, I'd really like to have that management position, but I'm not sure yet. I think so-and-so may be better for this job, or I'll apply for it the next time it becomes available. I'm not going to apply for this grant program. I'm not going to go ahead and take on this business coach. I'm just going to put it off. Another sign that you might be dealing with fear of success is that you find yourself reaching and actually achieving easier, less fulfilling goals. For instance, if your ultimate goal is to be the president of a particular company, and although there's opportunity there, you say, you know what? I'm just going to apply for this supervisory role, and I'll be satisfied with that. You find yourself talking yourself into being satisfied with easier, less fulfilling roles or goals. Another sign that you might be struggling with fear of success is that you start sounding like the negative people around you. So if other people are telling you certain things about your goals, you find yourself actually believing what they have to say and taking it on and repeating those negative things that they have to say about your goals. And the last sign that you could be struggling with fear of success, and I see this all the time in my work, and that is using your spirituality to justify unattained goals or talking yourself out of achieving more. For instance, have you ever said to yourself, if God wanted me to have it, he would give it to me? Or maybe it's not God's will for me. Or God wants me to be content with what I have, and so I don't need to strive for more because it signifies ungratefulness. I'm sure there are several more signs that we could all think of, but these are just a few to kind of get your brain moving in the direction and really fully understanding about a fear of success. You really want this thing. You can see it and it's in your heart, but you just can't quite get there. And sometimes the reason we can't get there is because of certain things that are going on in our hearts and minds. So let's now talk about what are some common reasons that we fear success. One of the top reasons is that we might worry that other people won't approve of our success. One of my favorite, most life-changing books is Devon Franklin's The Hollywood Commandments, A Spiritual Guide to Secular Success. And he talked about how growing up in the church, he often heard people with good intentions try to talk him out of his dream of working and being part of the Hollywood industry. Because for them, it meant certain things. It meant if you work in a secular world, then you're going to have to sin in order to accomplish those same things. You're going to forget all about your faith. And so sometimes people love you very much. And so they might tell you things based on their assumptions, based on their own fears to talk you out of striving for your dreams. And obviously, because we love those people very much, we value their opinion. And so a very common reason that we have a fear of success is that we worry that other people won't approve of it. What will mom think if I start working this job? What will dad think if I actually move forward with this marriage? What is everybody going to think if I go back to school and I'm not a traditional college-age student? How is everybody going to respond if I tell them I've decided to quit my job and start this business? And part of people not approving of our success, we can also fear that we are going to lose people along the way. Well, what is this going to mean for my friends, What is this going to mean for certain family members? Am I going to lose some of my coworkers? What's going to happen if I actually achieve what I'm aspiring to? You might also worry that you won't have what it takes once you get there. Even though this one can be also a sign of fear of failure, it can also show up as a fear of success, because then imposter syndrome kicks in and we start wondering, well, I think I'm pretty qualified to get the job, but am I going to have what it takes to be successful once I get there? Further, you might think that you can't handle the scrutiny, because with certain levels of success obviously means that there's going to be more responsibility, more eyes on you. You're going to get more feedback, a lot of opinions about what you're doing and how you're doing. And you wonder, can I handle that level of pressure? Can I handle different people having an opinion about what I'm doing? You might fear success because you assume that what has happened to other people you deem successful will also happen to you. I can't tell you how many times people say, well, I don't want to be like my dad. I don't want to be like my mom. I don't want to end up like all the women in my family. I don't want to be like all of my friends. I don't want to be like this celebrity or this influencer or this coach or this athlete who achieved a certain level of success, but they had particular downfalls. And so then you assume that if you were to get that same level of success, that those same things are going to be true for you. Another common reason we might fear success is that we may worry that it won't make you as happy as you think. You might start telling yourself things like, it's not really going to change anything. So maybe I'm being delusional. Maybe I'm being immature thinking that my life is going to be so much better. Now, I do think that there is wisdom in tempering your expectations, because not one single thing will make you happy for the rest of our lives. You know, I talk about this all the time on the episode about effective forecasting, and we're not very good at it. But as long as our heart's desires are coming from a genuine, healthy heart, why not go for it? As long as we have pure motives for striving towards certain goals, why not go for it? So if I had to summarize all these common reasons we may struggle with the fear of success, I think it has to do with our vision. We're not visualizing the positive possibilities of success. Yes, I'm pretty sure you could put your goal on the wall and think of tons of obstacles, hurdles, unmet expectations, possibilities of why it's not going to work. But that's exactly what keeps us from actually moving towards the goal and actually being successful, as successful, even more successful than we may have already become, is because we're not visualizing the positive possibilities of success. So let me give you two scriptures, and then I'm going to give you a homework assignment to help you gain more insight into your heart and mind for a fear of success. And this first one is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. It says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. The Amplified Version says, commit your works to the Lord, submit and trust them to Him, and your plans will succeed if you respond to His will and guidance. And the second one is 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 3. And I'm reading from the NIV. And it says, and observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in His ways and keep His decrees and commands, His laws and requirements as written in the law of Moses, so that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go. I will definitely make sure to put those two scriptures in our show notes. For our homework assignment, I'm going to have you to check off any of those reasons that you identified with. Worrying that people won't approve your success, that you're going to lose people along the way, that you won't have what it takes when you get there. It doesn't matter if you checked off every single reason I named. What you're going to do is check off those reasons, and then I want you to explore each of those reasons with some questions. These questions are, what do I really want? What part of my dream makes me afraid? And what assumptions am I making? That's, what do I want? What part of my dream makes me afraid? And what assumptions am I making? Let's work through an example together. Let's say I have a fear of success, and one of my top fears is that other people won't approve of my success. I'm going to ask myself, who exactly am I trying to get approval from? Who do I want to approve me? Do they approve of me now? Why is their approval so important to me? Is this dream still worth attaining even if they don't approve? Am I assuming that I can't achieve this dream without their approval? I'm afraid that I'm going to lose this relationship if I actually work towards this dream. And the more I write and the more I uncover all these different layers and all these answers, then I might land on the realization that I'm assuming that these are all the people that God has for my life. Maybe the person's approval that I want isn't supposed to be on this part of my journey. I'm not saying that they may not be a valuable asset to my life, but maybe they're not supposed to be part of this particular journey that I'm on. Maybe I'm not realizing that God will place other like-minded and supportive people on my path towards this area of my life. So do you see how answering those questions can really help me uncover, what am I afraid of? What do I think will happen if I actually achieve this dream? Once I get there, I'm assuming that I'm going to be all alone and that God is not going to provide other people along the way for me, that God is not going to equip me for the journey, that God is not going to equip me for the position. So really take your time and dive into all of your answers, because I think that doing this assignment is going to help you uncover some things and uncover some assumptions that we're making about ourselves, about other people, and about God that can really help you to start taking those steps towards what you really truly want. So before we wrap up, I'm going to say a quick prayer over you. Thank you, God, just for another opportunity to come together and talk about a fear of success. We know that your word says you have good plans for our lives, plans for hope and a future. Let us not succumb to our own fears or the negative opinions of others that will block the plans or try to block the plans that you have for our lives. Let us walk forward in boldness and in confidence that you are with us every step of the way. And it's in your Son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Please share this episode with your friends. Continue the conversation with your loved ones, with your friends, with your coaching groups, with your mastermind groups. And give me some feedback on what you uncover. You can reach out to me on IG at Dr. Q Perry, or you can send me a quick note by going to the show's website, www.amazingwithgrace.com, and clicking on the Dr. Q's Couch tab. Until next time, take care.